Okay, we're back for another edition of Fresh Tracks. David Herzerud is here from Sturgis as our guide. And today, it's a little twist from some of the other episodes you've heard. We're going to start off instrumentally with Snarky Puppy. Tell us about the group and why this stands out on your list.
This is one of my favorite instrumental groups that are out right now. They've won 4 Grammy Awards, produced 16 albums, and that's since they started in 2004 at the University of North Texas, which has a jazz studies program. Some of the people there got involved and put together an incredible band. The interesting thing about it is not every album, not every concert is going to have the same performers. There's about 25 members that are kind of in a regular rotation. Now for this album, which is called Empire Central, there were 19 people in the group when they started to record this. When you listen to it, it's interesting because it's basically a live, in-concert album. What you hear is what you get. The band now has kind of relocated to New York, but they wanted to pay homage to Dallas, Texas. Musically, well, they're a little hard to describe. It's kind of a mixture of jazz fusion, think The Weather Report, funk, think Sly and the Family Stone or Kool and the Gang, classic soul, rock, but there's also a dash of Frank Zappa there, which makes it really, 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 really interesting. And I love the album. Everything that I've listened to, and I probably got to listen to about 10 or 11 out of the 16 that they've recorded, these people do a phenomenal job. I mean, they're really out there. Anytime you're winning 4 Grammy Awards for instrumental music, you've got to be impressed.
It's an instrumental ensemble, so there isn't necessarily a voice or a face that the rest of the group is built around. It's this collective sound. So like an all-star band type concept, and I'm wondering if these instrumentalists perform with other groups or have studio assignments, so that's why it becomes kind of a mix and match when they play.
And I think you're 100% correct. And I think one of the reasons that they moved to New York was so that they would have more opportunities to do that kind of thing. All you have to do is just pick up and listen to the first song. These guys are incredible musicians. I mean, I just love the album, and it's a little bit different.
You know what came to my mind, David, is I wonder if David's going to do a crazy band name list again in 2022. I had so much fun with that a year ago. But let's move from Snarky Puppy's Empire Central to Krung Bin and Ali Farka Touré. How did it come up? And tell us more.
This is another Texas band. This time, the group is from Houston. And they have become one of the biggest hits on the festival circuit. Krung Bin refers to the Thai word for airplane, which is really fits because the band really blends a lot of different musical elements. You know, there's world music, there's classic soul, there's dub, there's rock and psychedelia. They ended up apparently meeting Vu Farka Touré, who's Ali's son, and I think it was someplace in New York, and they started talking about it, and their decision was made to try and put an album together using Krung Bin's name recognition to get people to listen to Ali's music. And that's what the name of the album is, Ali. know a little bit about Ali Parca Touré. He was a pioneer of what they called desert blues and never really got the kind of exposure that his music really, really deserved. His son, Vieux Farka Touré, has, I think right now people would say he's kind of surpassed his father's production, but he's out there and plays so many concerts in the U.S. and is really, really well known. What I tell people, because we were talking about this with some friends the other day, and somebody said, well, you know, I'm not familiar with Ali's music. And I told him, I said, I don't think you need to know Ali's catalog to appreciate the music here. His son said the goal of the music was to have the listener relax, be happy, and chill out. But because of Krung Bin's participation, the album is doing quite well. One of the singles from the album has over 3 million plays on Spotify. Unbelievable.
Okay, from being happy and chilling out, I don't think that was the intent of Stevie Nicks recutting For What It's Worth. I love Stevie Nicks' voice. Let's talk about For What It's Worth, bringing back this one and why.
If you remember, the song was recorded by the Buffalo Springfield. It was written by Stephen Stills and was a huge hit back in 1966. And Stevie Nicks was very blunt about it. She said that song, the first time she heard it, really touched her. And she said she really wanted to interpret the song through the eyes of a woman.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Well, it's time to stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I was not sure what it was going to be or if I was going to even like it, because I love the Buffalo Springfield's version. And I listened to it and I'm going, this is absolutely fantastic. There isn't an album with it. I don't know if she's going to do any more covers in the future and put this on an album. But right now, if people want to go to YouTube, want to go to Spotify or one of the other streaming services and listen to it, I heartily recommend it.
Have you been shopping at the Kmart bargain bin again? This is a great way to wrap up. You sent me a little note about Norma Dolores Eggstrom from Jamestown, North Dakota.
Well, here's the deal. I came across this. It was a small little blurb that came out from some public relations company about this. And you take a look at it, an album by that name? Norma Dolores Eggstrom from Jamestown, North Dakota. What is that? Well, you know, you do a double take and you're trying to figure out something. And after a few minutes, I remembered that that was the name of an album by Peggy Lee, the lady who made Fever such a hit. In fact, what really kind of embarrassed me is the fact that I've got the album. I haven't hauled it out, and you know, but we're talking about 50 years ago that this album was released. So they're doing some very special things with it from her record company at the time.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I made some bad rhymes. Acted out my life in stages. With 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now. And I'm singing this song for you.
When I was taking a look at it, when I pulled it out and started listening to it, it hit me that some of the songs on there started to seem rather familiar. First one was A Song for You, which was written by Leon Russell, is on this album. There's also a song by Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett. A lot of artists can't take a song like that and make it worthwhile, but Peggy did that. It's been 50 years since this album was released. Like I said, I'd completely forgotten that I have a copy. But I think her take on Leon Russell's classic A Song for You is spectacular. I would suggest anybody who's interested in it, check it out. I think you're going to like it.
Well, if you happen to find a portrait of a very attractive blonde and the only identification on the front says, this is Norma Dolores Eggstrom from Jamestown, North Dakota, what you have in your hands is an album by Peggy Lee. And if you want to check us, when you Google that, you'll find out that was her real name. Her stage name was Peggy Lee, and another distinctive voice. So some work for you to do. Enjoy some instrumental music by Snarky Puppy, their new Empire Central. Airplane in Thai, you now know as Krung Bin, and View Farka Ture, the album Ollie. There's a single out there, Stevie Nicks' version of For What It's Worth, and look up that album by Norma Eggstrom. You'll enjoy the music of Peggy Lee. That's Fresh Tracks, and as always, our guide through the music world is David Herzrud from Sturgis. Thanks, David.
Hey, good listening, everybody.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night.